Good evening. The show begins tonight with the history of early photography. Daguerreotype. A Frenchman is given credit for something that was invented simultaneously in several parts of Europe. However, his name is on the brand, and it was him giving him exposure to the rest of France. The experimentation went on with different concoctions of chemicals in order to preserve the photograph. It was magical, and at first gathered a great deal of experimentation and then monetized with portraits of people being photography. They had to stay still for a long time, which is why when they sat there looking in their poses, it was not natural looking. Sometimes they did actually have a brace that they leaned against or were tied to in the back of their gown in order to keep them still for a long time. Quickly, the experimenting went on. Take a photograph at night in Paris. Take a photograph in the sewers of Paris, in the catacombs, in the dark, then underwater. Then eventually they came to taking photographs from balloons and ascents over Paris, drifting over France, taking photographs as best they could. And the experimentation went on right up until they tried photography of moving objects. Hence, motion pictures were born, thanks to experimentation in America as well as Europe. Early photography. The fact that it was monetized so quickly is a credit to capitalism. What to do with a new technology? Sell it. Well, rent keep it. Then a conversation at great length about heroine of the colonial experience before and after the revolution, Angelica. Angelica Schuyler, she was born one of the privileged families of Albany, upriver from New York. Later on, she married very well, a man who had changed his name and moved across the landscape from Britain to America. All very mysterious. The Schuyler family married Alexander Hamilton, too. Angelica's sister married Hamilton, and they were caught up in the intrigues of the early republic right up until Hamilton's tragic death. It didn't stop Angelica. She spent a great amount of time after the war's end in London. Angelica of London was a comrade with some of the leading ladies of the period, all the leading ladies, as I can tell, in London and in Paris, living swimmingly on the trade business that her husband engaged in, till there was a setback and they came back to America. It's a dramatic story with her children, with their successes, somebody who knew every major founding father. Conversation then about the 21st century, Charles Gasparino of Fox Business, writing about how ESG and DEI came to be corporate flags, sweeping across S&P 500 until there was a reversal. The reversal is still underway, adamantly by the Trump administration, but culturally by everyone. It became a castigation, not election. And the language and the accusations and the blame shifting reminded a great number of people the kind of seventh grade behavior that didn't seem consistent with making money. Initially, it was the idea that it would create premium or at least quality asset for the corporation or the organization that took it up. But then it became burdensome, didn't show profits, and the culture was swept away. Decision-making by the S&P 500 again, it fell out of fashion. Perhaps it'll come back, a sine curve. And then Arthur Herman writing The Forge of Freedom, which is his restatement of the arsenal of democracy. A man named Bill Knutson, an industrialist out of the Midwest, is responsible for the B-29, but up to that point, the ability of the American capitalist system, Detroit in particular, but really the whole supply chain in America in the 1930s, turned into the war-making machine of the 1940s, overwhelming first the German army and then the Japanese army. and then dominating the world at 45. The arsenal of democracy is still able to rumble into shape, although we've got supply chain issues that wouldn't last long. And they made money at it. Good for them. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I do hope you enjoy it, especially the magic of early photography and the joy of those Liberty ships, making them in days and weeks, getting them out into the fleet to carry all the supplies that U.S. was generating and project power into East Asia, project power into Central Europe. Forge of Freedom, Arsenal of Democracy. Thank you for listening. Good night.